In last week's Everyday Grammar, we explored large numbers in the news. We learned about numbers such as a million, a billion, and a trillion. We asked our listeners and readers to write us messages about their countries. Today we give feedback on some of the messages we received. We will learn some ideas about English grammar. We will also learn a little about the world around us. Let's start our lesson with Afghanistan. An unnamed VOA Learning English fan wrote us two sentences about Afghanistan, both involving the large number, 40 million. The writer uses AFS, which is the plural short form for the Afghan currency, the Afghani.
UN announces $40 million aid for Afghan government. Every year, Afghan government spends almost 40 million AFS in education section.
We suggest adding a few elements to the first sentence. We can use the article the in several places. We can also include the short word in. Here is one way we might update the sentence.
The UN announced $40 million in aid for the Afghan government.
In the second sentence, we might change the final noun. Instead of section, we might use sector, which suggests a field of the economy. Here is one way we might update the sentence.
Every year, the Afghan government spends almost 40 million AFS for the education sector.
Now let's turn to a message about Turkey. Here is what Emra wrote.
People love to share their knowledge and ideas. Every day, 4 million of blog have been written, 80 million photos have been shared on Instagram, and 616 million tweets, which is meaning 7.1 thousand tweets per second, have been posted on cyberspace on Earth planet.
Emra wrote an excellent message. We particularly liked the first sentence. This is a great way to introduce an idea. We suggest organizing the rest of the paragraph so that the structures are parallel. We could change the verb form to the present. We also might slightly change some wording. For example, instead of saying 4 million of blogs, we might instead say 4 million blog posts. Here is one way to update the message.
Every day, 4 million blog posts are written, 80 million photos are shared on Instagram, and 616 million tweets are posted, a rate of 7,100 tweets per second.
Next, we read part of a message from Lucas in the Czech Republic. Lucas wrote one sentence for each large number, a million, a billion, and a trillion. We enjoyed how Lucas used a wonderful verb, hover. It means to hang over a point or to move around over a place. Here are the sentences.
The population of the Czech Republic has been hovering around 10 million for many decades. Billions of Czech crowns are sent every month to seniors for their pensions. Our country is too small to have a trillion of anything.
While the Czech Republic may be too small to have a trillion of anything, we imagine that millions, if not billions, of people would love to visit it. Let's end with a message from Japan. Ishii wrote,
on New Year's Day this year, a major earthquake struck the Noto Peninsula, located in northern Japan. The total damage is estimated at $16.6 billion.
Ishii's writing is excellent. We would offer a couple ways of changing the sentence so that it contains the same information. Our suggestions relate to style and not the substance of the first sentence. One choice would be this.
On New Year's Day this year, a major earthquake struck the Noto Peninsula in northern Japan.
Another choice would be this.
On New Year's Day this year, a major earthquake struck northern Japan's Noto Peninsula.
We were impressed by all the wonderful messages we received. We were not able to use all of them in this lesson, but some of them might make appearances in future lessons. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm John Russell.